Gail Fleck is a school cafeteria worker in the greater Cincinnati area and lives with her 90-year-old father. She loves her job because she gets to work with kids. But she's worried she won't be able to keep her dad safe if her work exposes her to the coronavirus and she unknowingly brings it home.
I'm scared. I'm worried. I feel like, you know, we're talking about life and death here, you know. This is my father.
Fleck, who didn't want to name her employer, said she hasn't been back to work since before the schools went on spring break. When she ran out of sick days, she stopped receiving a paycheck.
You know, I've just worked very hard at keeping myself and my father at home and not going out.
Workers like Fleck across the Ohio Valley are weighing whether or not it's safe to go back to work now that more businesses are reopening. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is the main federal agency responsible for enforcing workplace safety standards. Some have criticized the federal program's lack of involvement in workplaces during the coronavirus pandemic.
The sad reality is that OSHA is failing here. They've actually just walked away from this whole pandemic and decided that though they could, they're not going to do any enforcement.
That's Deborah Berkowitz, Safety and Health Program Director at the left-leaning nonprofit National Employment Law Project. Previously, she was chief of staff and senior policy advisor for OSHA under the Obama administration. She says if employers are not following the Centers for Disease Control guidance, employees should file a complaint with OSHA.
And even though they're not going to go out and do an inspection, I think they will call the employer and say a complaint has been filed.
During pointed questioning at a congressional hearing, a top official with OSHA was not able to say how many workplaces are seeing cases of COVID-19. National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health Director John Howard says his organization has just started tracking coronavirus cases in the workplace. That's about 2 months after the virus was declared a pandemic.
We have been getting better at tracking occupation and industry for COVID-19 cases. We have a new case report form that we are hoping that the states will start using.
Howard says NIOSH is now beginning to track coronavirus cases in meatpacking plants. Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia have all seen large outbreaks in meat processing facilities as workers try to keep up with soaring demand from consumers. The three states have been working to reopen their economies a few sectors at a time. Tom Tsai is an assistant professor at Harvard's Global Health Institute. He says states should be prepared to dial back their reopening if cases begin to accelerate again.
The states need to really consider having very clear metrics on what success or failure looks like.
Tsai said there is already some social distancing fatigue people are feeling, and that's why it's important to get the policy correct now.
Once the floodgates open, in terms of trying to return to normal, it's going to be very hard to re-institute social distancing measures that have been placed.
Now restaurants are opening to in-person dining as well as recreational activities, fitness centers, and cosmetology services. Many of the facilities won't be the same as they were pre-pandemic, with limited occupancy and increased personal protective equipment for customers and workers. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.